So let me tell you what almost happened at our gym. I love the workout classes. I've done them for years and no issues really ever, except I'm in this one class and we are in the middle of the workout and this weird burning smell starts like floating around the studio, just awful, like the migraine inducing kind of smell. But we didn't stop working out, okay? All of that's happening because God forbid we miss like a leg day. Fitness people don't give up very easily. But the smell is getting stronger and the smoke is getting stronger. It's hard to see kind of smoke. Your eyes are burning. The instructor's opening the door to let out some of the smoke. And another worker comes in and just kind of like, I don't know, like shrugs his shoulders. Like, why are we like this? Okay, like nobody had left the room. We are all in the gym for health reasons, remember? we want stronger muscles, but we're willing to sacrifice our lungs to get the stronger muscles. It's all kind of backwards. But yeah, so the whole room fills with smoke. I have to do something. So I go downstairs and I tell the front desk, I think you need to call the fire department. And yes, there was an electrical fire like happening while we're there. So the gym was shut down for like 2 to 3 weeks. This is our faith problem, okay, on full display here, all right? We smelled it early. We knew something wasn't right, but we kept overriding that because we didn't want to be inconvenienced and we didn't think it was bad enough yet until the smoke was everywhere and now we're in crisis mode and we can't see, we can't breathe. God is so kind to us sometimes to show us those smoke signals early, not to scare us, but to protect us. Like, you better be careful. And I am one that likes to downplay problems and the issues. I'm fine. The situation's fine. I'm very skilled at like lowering the volume on these warning signs. But let's not do that because I don't think that's a good thing. God will, but doesn't need to blaze the alarms to get our attention. He often gives us that little whisper at first, a little conviction, a little discomfort. Maybe we're drifting a little bit. And he will meet us in crisis. Of course he will. And he's steady like that. But because he cares, I don't think he wants us to wait until we get to crisis mode if we don't have to.